Good morning. I'm Mandy Wood. In the news, officials in Nova Scotia say a main switch and backup system failure led to an outage of the 911 system across the Maritimes. The emergency system went down for about 2 hours yesterday, rendering it useless for those with landlines and for some people with wireless devices. The minister responsible for Nova Scotia's emergency agency, John Lohr, says the outage was a first for the province. The outages also affected New Brunswick and PEI, and provider Bell Alliance says it is investigating the root cause of the problem. A new $1 million pilot project in Nova Scotia will expand the scope of practice for pharmacists. The Community Pharmacy Primary Care Clinics program will be piloted in 12 pharmacies across the province, with more locations expected in the spring. Under appointments, pharmacists in the pilot clinics will have dedicated time to treat patients for common illnesses, and for the first time will provide care for strep throat, including testing, diagnosis, and treatment. They will also be able to prescribe and manage medications for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, asthma, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Appointments open today with the Medicine Shop Pharmacy on Truro's Prince Street and Shoppers Drug Mart in New Glasgow, both taking part in the program. The town of Stewiacke has released a list of candidates for an upcoming by-election to fill a vacant councillor position. Four people are running for the seat: William Bill Helliwell, David LeBlanc, Pam Osborne, and Terry Stewart. The by-election will be held February 25th. A government source says the commission investigating the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act wants more time to complete its report. The commission is investigating the federal Liberal government's use of the act last winter to end the weeks-long Freedom Convoy protest that gridlocked downtown Ottawa. The government invoked the law on February 14th last year. The act requires a report to be submitted to Parliament within 360 days of the emergency declaration being revoked. The town of Truro is praising a project started in 2019 to reduce municipalities' carbon footprint through several energy efficiency upgrades. The Energy and Facility Renewal Project was developed after officials spoke with Honeywell to provide a review of town-owned buildings. As a result, several upgrades have been made to municipal facilities to reduce energy use and greenhouse gas emissions, as well as addressing deferred maintenance issues. Mayor Bill Mills says the improvements will reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 452 tons per year, the equivalent of removing 153 vehicles from the road. In sports, just three games in the NHL last night. Ottawa edged Montreal 5-4, Carolina got by Los Angeles 5-4 in overtime, and Washington nipped Columbus 4-3 in overtime. And LeBron James moved within 89 points, breaking the NBA's career scoring record, and climbed into fourth place on the assist list, finishing with a triple-double in his return to Madison Square Garden last night as the Lakers beat the Knicks 129-123 in overtime. And that's a look at news. Here's your forecast from the CTV Weather Center. Sunshine today, high of minus 7, wind chill minus 22 this morning, and minus 12 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low of minus 18, wind chill minus 25 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of minus 4, wind chill of minus 24 in the morning, and minus 9 in the afternoon.